Hi, I'm Vera, and welcome to Vera's City Place. Today, we're on another episode of Modern Foods, where we explore the fascinating stories behind our favorite foods. Today, we're talking about golden rice. It's probably not your favorite food, but, you know, maybe it will be after this. Who knows? The first time I heard of golden rice was on the Talking Biotech podcast by Kevin Folta. The host and his guest mentioned the golden rice was mostly opposed because of it's genetically modified. Golden rice is also known as Orza sativa. It is a biofortified crop with beta carotene. Other biofortified crops include sweet potatoes, beans, legumes, and cassava, fortified with iron. Golden rice is a genetically modified variety of rice that has been developed to combat vitamin A deficiency, a significant health issue in many developing countries. Biofortification is the process of enhancing the nutritional content of food crops by increasing their vitamin and mineral levels through breeding or genetic modification. Golden rice, in particular, has been engineered to produce beta-carotene, a precursor to vitamin A, which gives the rice its characteristic golden hue. Vitamin A deficiency affects millions of people, primarily in regions where rice is a staple food. The deficiency can lead to severe health problems, particularly affecting vision and the immune system. According to the WHO, World Health Organization, vitamin A deficiency is the leading cause of preventable blindness in children and increases the risk of disease and death. Golden rice offers a potential solution by providing a sustainable and affordable source of vitamin A to vulnerable populations. Golden rice was developed by introducing two genes into the rice genome, a bacterial gene responsible for producing an enzyme involved in beta-carotene synthesis, and a gene from maize that regulates the expression of the first gene. These genes work together to enable the rice plants to produce beta-carotene in the edible parts of the grain, such as the endosperm. The primary goal of golden rice is to combat vitamin A deficiency and improve public health, particularly in areas where rice is a dietary staple. Golden rice also aims to provide a sustainable and cost-effective approach to address this nutritional gap. It also is a project that emphasizes the importance of collaboration and knowledge sharing to ensure the successful use of genetically modified crops for public benefit. As you may have guessed, since this is a genetically modified crop, there is a bit of controversy. There are several groups that express concerns about golden rice. Some critics argue that genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, pose risks to the environment, biodiversity, and human health. They also question the long-term safety of consuming genetically modified foods. Others raise concerns about intellectual property rights and the potential dependence of farmers on multinational corporations. Some argue that focusing solely on golden rice diverts attention from broader solutions to poverty and malnutrition. There are other concerns. Unintended genetic modifications in neighboring fields, development of herbicide-resistant weeds, or the reduction of biodiversity due to monoculture practices associated with GM crop cultivation, and golden rice's genetically modified status can lead to the market acceptance issues. These are all pretty valid concerns in my opinion, especially if you're a crop owner nearby or someone that has to mitigate these issues. Supporters argue that golden rice has the potential to save countless lives and prevent blindness among vulnerable populations. They emphasize the rigorous safety assessments that genetically modified crops undergo and highlight the need to consider the potential benefits rather than dismissing the technology outright. They also argue that golden rice should not be viewed as a standalone solution, but as part of a comprehensive approach to combat vitamin A deficiency. While acknowledging the concerns raised, we must also consider the potential benefits for public health and nutrition. Collaboration between scientists, policymakers, and communities is crucial to ensure safe and responsible use of these technologies, benefiting those most in need. Stay curious, stay informed, and join me next time for another exciting episode. Thanks for sticking around on another episode of Modern Foods. Make sure you rate this podcast and follow me on Instagram at vera.cityplace. Okay, bye.